Now, I'm pleased to say that I have a guest in studio, and it's Joe O'Connor. And Joe is the co-producer with his son, Dave, for the programme series on The Joe Mike Show. You're very welcome to the programme, Joe.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Okay, so you and Dave O'Connor produced the two-part series. Tell me about this.
It's the second in a project we've carried out with the cooperation of Near FM over the last 2 years. And basically what I've done is looked at where I came from originally, around the Jesuit church in Gardiner Street. And the original first project we carried out was all about boys' clubs. So when I looked in further, I found that another remarkable group of young men and young boys that they were way back 60 years ago, were celebrating 60 years in business, which is show business. And their show business was the Joe Mack Variety Group.
Right.
It was founded by a group of senior altar servers in Gardiner Street Church around 1952-53. Mm-hmm. And the two main founders would have been Joe McGuire and Robert McLaughlin. Now, Robert McLaughlin has carried the torch for Joe Mack for the last 60 years. Mm-hmm. The remarkable thing about Joe Mack, and in fact about Gardiner Street itself, the Jesuit church in Gardiner Street, is that the number of groups that came out of that church who provided volunteer service to the community and the wider community. Now, Joe Mack would be the exception because they've kept the show on the road, if you pardon the pun, right throughout those 60 years. And they would have had a troupe initially of about 24. As the documentary will show, they started off small. Christmas party among themselves, which in turn turned out to be the formation of the variety group. The starter also was an all-male troupe, and subsequently brought in female artists. They started off with some very well, who would become very well-known artists. Mm-hmm. Butch Moore, Eurovision singer. Noel V. Ginnity, the famous comedian. You had Geraldine Brannigan from the Brannigans. You had the Tluskies, which is the harmonic chords that there were then, who became the Bachelors.
I remember them, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kathy Nugent, who later came in as a guest. Joe Cuddy, who is also a very distinguished guest and has been with Joe Mack as guest artist for well over 50 years.
And Joe Cuddy's still on the go, isn't he?
He is. He's working away. And I'm glad that on Sunday night, Roberts and the Joe Mack Variety Group are presenting their annual concert in the Sibyl Hill Nursing Home in Raheny, in aid of the Sibyl Hill sisters, to add some features to the facility. And Joe is the main guest artist for that particular show.
Right, so they've... They've been on the go for 6 years. You've been involved with Joe Mack yourself, isn't that right, Joe?
I was originally, I was actually an altar boy in Gardiner Street, and I would have been way behind Robert, obviously, not too far behind, and Joe McGuire. But I went into the boys' club scene, from the altar boys to the choir and something to the boys' club. And then I came out of that. In school, I was involved with the O'Connell School's musicals. As a schoolboy, we were putting on the Gilbert and Sullivan shows. And in that particular show, in one of the shows, coincidentally, I met during the week on holiday in Sicily, I meet Jim Sherwin, the well-known RTE producer, who played one of the lead roles in our HMS Pinafore show. So I was always involved in singing, from a boy soprano in Gardiner Street Choir right through to my mid-teens. Coming out of O'Connell Schools then, having done two musicals with those, with the school in the Gilbert and Sullivan, I moved into the Past Pupil Society. Mm-hmm. I went back to my own choir in Gardiner Street as a bass baritone, and went then from there to the O'Connell's Past Pupils, and we started singing Lehar, like The New Moon, and The Merry Widow, and those type of shows, Oklahoma, Desert Song. And I met a guy there, two guys, Jackie Smith and Brendan McGuinness, and we formed a vocal group, right? Mm-hmm. And we then moved from with the vocal group and were encouraged to join the Joe Mack Variety Troupe.
Right.
And performed with them in the late 50s, early 60s.
Okay. Are you still singing, Joe?
I do sing, but only for pleasure. Right. I don't sing professionally.
You haven't done a performance for a while, have
No,
you?
I haven't. I was with the local church choir when I moved up to Beaumont. I joined the Nativity Church choir when the church opened. And I was there for a few years. And then I moved on to... I just sing at functions. If there's parties or that, or someone asks me to sing, yeah. I'll gladly sing.
Yeah, but you're still singing all
the time. Oh, I do, absolutely, yes, yes.
Okay,
well, but I'm not going to sing this morning now.
Well, we won't force you to. I was going to ask you, did you want to sing a few bars? Well, I won't. We can't force you to, Joe. But, no, I'm only joking. But listen, the programme, you and Dave produced the programme. Tell me a little bit about the production side of it. How did that happen?
First of all, I had the concept of getting... When I heard about Joe Mack being 60 years... And I felt that it had to be recognised. And I find Near FM, bearing in mind that most the Joe Mack personnel predominantly live in the northeast, so we're in the Near FM catchment area, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe Cuddy's in Raheny, Jim Sinnott's in up the road in Woodbine, I'm across the road, Robert McLaughlin's in Merino, Dennis Duffy's in Beaumont. And I said, right, let's recognise Robert McLaughlin's contribution to... Coincidentally, this particular week is the week of the volunteer.
Right, that's
and
right,
I think it's a great tribute to be able, in conjunction with Near FM, to recognise the amount of time, voluntary time, put in by Robert McLaughlin and his volunteers over 60 years. So we set about contacting Robert and Joe, who are both founders, and deciding, would you like to take part in the project? They were delighted. Went to Joe Cuddy, who I just on the program would say he wasn't a member, but he was always the major supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Sinnott, who would have been the musical director for the Joe Mack Variety Group, who actually toured America in the 60s. And we listed down how many people we wanted to get involved. Now, we could have run a program for maybe 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because you could have gone for Geraldine Brannigan, Noble Guinness, you name it. So we narrowed it down to that core group, the founders and people who live in the area of Near FM catchment and establish a programme maybe of an hour-long duration and try and give the listeners and the general public an appreciation of Joe Mack.
Yeah. Well, Joe, the two-part series is on starting tomorrow, Saturday the 18th. At 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and are they 2 half-hour programs?
No, it's going to run a straight through 1 hour.
It's 1 hour,
as I say. Our previous project was 4 half-hour programs, so we've decided to run it on a straight through 1 hour in the morning. But then it will be repeated, and it will be put up on podcast, and online.
Okay,
and we produced a souvenir CD for the contributors, because I think. When you do something after 60 years, with Near's cooperation, we're able to say, right, there's a memento.
Yeah.
You'll be long remembered by everybody for this particular project, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, can we just go back to, let's say, some of the earlier years with the I know you say it began in 1953, and the Joe Mack Show has been entertaining thousands of Dubliners across the city. And for 60 years now, how difficult and hard would it have been for the two founders to get the performers to agree to come along and give their time free and to show up and do the concerts and all that sort of thing? Did they have difficulty, or was there a lot of goodwill towards them in that regard?
You must bear in mind that in the mid to late 50s, early 60s, variety was the big thing in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't have colour television, plasma television. The theatres were still there, the Theatre Royal. All the smaller, the Anthony's Theatre, the Lohan Hall, Francis Xavier Hall. The Francis Xavier Hall is the focal point for Joe Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Because every year they stage their annual show in Francis Xavier Hall. Francis Xavier Hall was also the focal point for the area of the Garden Street Church. Because everything happened in that hall, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in that particular period... Our entertainment was self-entertainment. There was a plethora of theatres, variety shows, right? The Royal had variety, the Capital had variety. As I mentioned, the other few theatres around, I mentioned the Father Matthew and the Anthony's Theatre, right? Around the country, there were small, little variety theatres, right? So, Joe Mack wasn't the only variety group.
Mm.
there was a plethora of variety groups operating in Dublin and the Greater Dublin area, and they were able to get in volunteers, mm-hmm. people who were keen to perform, show off their talent. Others were encouraged then to go into talent shows. There was talent shows being run across the city and County Dublin and mm-hmm. in Leinster. And Robert managed to encourage the initial group of Walter boys and kept adding personnel.
Yeah.
And people who are quite very well trained in music, musical directors like Des McSweeney, Tony McNeave, Jim Sennett, people who were kind of coming up in the world of entertainment, like Butch Moore and, as I say, Joe Cuddy, mm-hmm. Geraldine Brannigan. So he managed, excuse me, he managed with Joe McGuire to encourage these people to participate, maybe as guest artists, depending on the show.
Yeah.
But he gathered around a group of people. The Alter Boys themselves, the troupe, would have put their hand out and say, right, I can attract another one or two guys, for instance, Irish dancers or comedians mm-hmm. or magicians. Mm-hmm. So you work basically on networking.
Yeah.
And that's the way it always worked, you know?
Yeah. And in the 50s, I'd remember the late 50s, but you'd remember too, when I did ask you the question about people asking people to participate, and there was never any difficulty at all. I remember people entertaining themselves in their homes in the 50s. They used to dress up and put on little shows and everything like that. That's all gone now. You don't see much of that around anymore because of the way communications are available to everybody.
Well,
you can go on the internet and that sort of thing.
The sense of entertaining yourself has kind of gone as much as that. Years ago, at Christmas time, you would have carol singers out singing carols for the local charity or the club. You would have a Christmas party in somebody's house mm-hmm. and to be singing along. You'd have clubs, like say the Boys Club had a Christmas party. We all done our party piece. And in essence, what happened to John Mack done the very same. They had a party downstairs in the vault. It was called the Vault in Garden Street, in the choir room. And after the party, they all sing a song or they recited a poem. And schools in those days also encouraged boys and girls, from a boys' point of perspective, to do singing and recitation. Mm-hmm. And you could go into the fish kiol and you could do either music or even Osgaelga, as we call it, Cora, right? Mm-hmm. So you were encouraged. It was all about personal development in the long run. Mm-hmm. And like Joe Max, as these group of young boys, so I have a souvenir program here way back in from their Golden Jubilee, right? And it's remarkable to see the guys whom I know personally, who formed this troupe, like Anthony Burke, for instance, who's mentioned. He's a well-known musical director, a musical teacher out in Baldoyle, right? You have Joe Mack himself, you have Robert McLaughlin. You have Danny Fitzpatrick, who's still involved with Garner Street, who was one of their lead tenors at the time. And then his future wife, Miriam, came in and she was the leading soprano, right? Across the road in Beaumont, I found that the guy who's playing accompanist on Sunday, Kevin Masterson, his sister, I sang with her, Maureen Blake, who has recorded with Near FM.
Yeah.
And I think she's also singing on Sunday in the concert in Sybil Hill. You have Brendan Scully. You know, the gas thing was that Brendan Scully became one of the main people in the Pioneer Club. So the Pioneer Club was also spawned out of Garden Street Jesuit Church. And it's a tribute to the ethos of the Jesuit Church as it was. It wasn't the parish church, that he could manage to drag all these young men, get them involved in voluntary work, either to Joe Mack, Pioneer Club, Boys Club, or even politics.
Well, it's come an awful long way since the first show in Temple Street Children's Hospital in 1953, hasn't it, Joe?
It has indeed. It went to America.
Yeah,
and reading the history of Robert has kept the archives fresh, and I got copies of all his albums. And the trip he made to America was fascinating. Mm-hmm. They raised the fund themselves and they travelled over and they were fortunate to be able to link up with Butch Moore.
Right.
And although Butch has since died.
He has passed away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had a fabulous trip and were well received by the people in America, mm-hmm. in around outside New York and Connecticut and that, you know. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you a question in regard to that same thing about putting on shows outside of Dublin, but you've answered the question by telling me that they went to America.
They were down. We actually signed with them in Kilbeggan years ago, but they've been everywhere around. They've been in Waterford, Dundalk. Mm-hmm. In those years, when they had a massive programme, and when that type of entertainment stroke fundraising was very prevalent, they travelled all over Leinster, right? Mm-hmm. From Wexford way up to Dundalk and across into the Midland, you know.
Yeah.
So that was the spread of their programme. I read a programme there, and it was like nearly once a week they were performing.
That was a lot of commitment for people who were doing it on a voluntary basis, wasn't it, really? Is there any sign of them slowing down? They're still going. John McShaw's still going.
Well, Robert says he made a comment that he's keeping it going, but he's finding it difficult to attract new acts.
Really?
And he would be hoping that... Now, I know from my own experience with my grandchildren, I have my granddaughters involved with stage schools, right? One out in Westside, out in Lucan, and one in Dunamead, right? And I think... Maybe it might be some idea maybe if the state schools looked at the next stage of development for their pupils or their stars, right? Mm-hmm. And they volunteered maybe to go with John Mack occasionally, not all the time.
Yeah.
Say they were dancers. Dancing nowadays is either Irish dancing, hip hop dancing, it's river dance dancing. Mm-hmm. You name it, it's tap dancing. So Robert says he likes to spread. He would like to see a better mixture in his program if he can get it right.
Yeah.
And he needs to get young artists to come in and contribute, every show, but as available.
Okay, yeah. Joe, I'd love to keep talking, but we're up against the clock. But listen, the show, the series is on tomorrow. That's Saturday the 18th at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Will you be working on other productions for the radio station scope of the radio station in the future?
Well, hopefully, because, as I say, the two ideas came out of the one locality, right? Mm-hmm. And there is another idea there that I have to try and work on. And hopefully I might come up with some other projects that I think are worthwhile.
Yeah.
But the most important thing that they are able to catch the local near FM catchment area.
Yeah, yeah.
Although hope people... down further in my ears, I hope, as well.
Yeah.
But I'd like to just say that I hope that Joe McShaw on Sunday night in the Sybil Hill is a sellout, because I think for the week that's in it, in the terms of volunteering week, for the day that's in it tomorrow with the broadcast of the documentary, and for the fact that it's Robert McLaughlin's 60th year doing these shows, a full house would be a great tribute to him.
Of course it would, yeah. Okay. Joe, we'll leave it there, but thanks very much for coming in and talking to me today, and the best of luck with the series, and hopefully the Sunday night show will be a great success and a sellout. You're listening to Northside Today with me, Pat Meehan. We'll be back after this break.